I'm reading this news bulletin note for note from a friend's forum about his brand new troubles with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Please broadcast this anywhere you can. We have a German translation and are working toward Spanish and Dutch ASAP. Any help getting this far and wide would be greatly appreciated. Okay, folks, here's the deal as far as I can share it legally at the moment. Consider it as a press release if you wish, and feel free to distribute it for whatever reason you deem necessary. I'm under court order not to speak about specifics and have my attorney trying to figure out what the maximum penalty for disclosure really is. I hate to have to keep my mouth shut in areas where the Gestapo is involved, but I also have to weigh things against the overall security of FLAG and its subdomains, and also the well-being of my family. I have been ordered to submit IP info on two separate incidents having to do with subdomains hosted on FLAG. Both of these are in regard to claims or threatened responsibility for acts of propaganda by the deed. Both incidents involve topics which are completely out of line for consideration here at FLAG, and really I can only view them in two ways. Either people are simply ignorant about the murderous history of the FBI, or, as is my belief in one case, they are trying to make FLAG vulnerable to government intrusion. At this point, let me say in all honesty and conviction that if I end up dead by strange means, suicide, overdose, drunk driving accident, I never, ever, ever drink and drive, accidental gunshot to the back of the head while sleeping a la Fred Hampton, carjacking, or anything else reasonably suspicious, contact the FBI in Chico, California for more details. I have called numerous friends nationwide, anarchists and otherwise, whose opinions I respect and who I know will be honest and forthwith in their opinions, to ask them how I should proceed. The unanimous consensus is that I comply with the wishes of the FBI and provide the IP addresses responsible. The only point of discussion really has been whether or not I should reveal the specific information in violation of two court orders. Really, I am not left with much of a choice. Here are my two choices as I see them. Do not comply with the wishes of the FBI. This will most likely lead to the seizure of FLAG and a compromise of all the sites and information online. It will probably also lead to me being imprisoned, I would guess. I personally do not fear this, but I am the sole support for my wife and infant daughter. There can be no doubt we would probably lose our home as a result. Comply with the wishes of the FBI, provide the IP addresses, and count on the fact that I will catch a lot of heat and hatred from my comrades in the anarchist movement worldwide. Though it pains me to comply with the state in any manner, I have to choose option number two. The people who have foolishly compromised us all will shoulder the burden for their selfish actions. Frankly, folks, they know better. We all know better. I was first contacted by the Oakland FBI. Many of you know their history. We are talking COINTELPRO for real, not a perceived or mythical fear. They are proven murderers and automatons for the state who will blindly follow any order to kill or disrupt without question. Read the history of their disinformation campaign against the Panthers if you don't believe me. The Panther comic book which they completed and distributed, the fake letters between Huey and Eldridge, the fires of hatred and murder they faked and inflamed between the Panthers and the U.S. or United Slaves, which led to the murder of Bunchy Carter and John Higgins in L.A., the list goes on and on. But the real point is that I feel like a coward and traitor to my comrades, even in the face of what is essentially a coerced decision. I'm the last one who will criticize or disagree with any of you who want to deride me. I'm also aware that this will probably cause quite a few of you to lose faith in me, flag.blacken.net, and its subdomains. This can't be avoided, and it's something I weighed into my decision. I post this mainly to inform you all and give you opportunity to make your own decisions as to whether I've handled this correctly and whether you wish to use FLAG or its subdomains in the future. If you don't trust me, I understand. Believe me. It is by far the most agonizing decision I've been faced with in relation to my anarchist opinions. This is why we do not discuss certain things as if they are a legitimate part of anarchism. Resist the extra Y chromosome influenced urge to sound more hardcore than the guy next to you. Nobody is impressed, and the powers that be are sitting on the edges of their seats, waiting for an excuse to shut down flag.blacken.net. Freedom of speech does not exist. Do not try to test it. They will come bust down your door for real, point a gun to your head, and pull the trigger if you refuse to comply. Believe it. Your admin, Dave. For the non-corporate media, I'm Marco.